fine crouton.
It's Word Salad with Amelia Discreet, only on 95BFM.
Ah, the sound of chaos must be Word Salad. How's it going, Amelia?
Oh, it's pretty good. I mean, anything can be funny if you try hard enough.
That's true. Spoken like a true comedian there.
Oh, thank you.
Where are we going this morning in the world of words?
We're about to enter a series of tubes.
Oh.
That's an old joke. We're going to talk about some internet-y things, mainly because I found out something and was filled with a kind of, you know that feeling when you feel like someone's been lying to you?
Yes.
And you feel like, you know, you haven't done anything wrong, but it's kind of like made you dirty because you've carried on their lie.
I absolutely do know what you're talking about, and I'm now fascinated to know how it relates to the internet.
All right, so Rachel.
Yes.
Question for you.
Okay.
What does Wi-Fi stand for?
Oh, I think I know. Is it wireless fiber?
No.
Oh.
I have never thought about this.
Do you want to give it another go?
World Internet Fiber Internet. I don't know.
No, so the correct answer, and I'm sure there are a few listeners out there.
There'll be listeners going, Rachel, Zoe.
Ringing a loud bell, pick me, I know. It doesn't stand for anything. It's just made up. They just made it up. So
what's the word that people usually assume it means?
We'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
So the story is that there's a company which is now called the Wi-Fi Alliance, but they obviously weren't called that at the time. And they invented
Wi-Fi,
basically, you know, a way of transmitting the internet wirelessly. And they were like, okay, it's called the IEEE802.11B direct sequence.
Just rolls off your tongue.
And they were like, oh, this sucks, actually. So they hired one of those branding firms. And I don't know how much... Looking into this is extremely interesting because it is a highly lucrative market. Branding companies whose whole job it is to come up with names for things.
Catchy little names,
and also importantly, names that don't mean something rude in another language.
Uh-huh.
Names that do not have a copyright attached to them already. Names which have some kind of like association with what you want the brand to be like.
Yeah.
And so they decided, you know, they went away, they did their research, their lawyers looked into it.
Amelia's doing...
On Wired Google.
Yeah, I was going to say, Amelia's doing the international sign for having a quick Google, i.e. pretending to type on a keyboard.
And so they were like, what about Wi-Fi? Sounds like hi-fi.
But it's for the World Wide Web.
Yes, and so so the Wi-Fi Alliance were like, hell yeah, love that. And they even... Because hi-fi stands for high fidelity, right?
Yes.
So the idea is that... You know, fidelity is like truthfulness. So it's like a true, like, reproduction of a sound recording.
Uh-huh.
It's high fidelity.
I got you.
And so they were like, oh, well, this is like that. And they made their slogan for a little while, the standard for wireless fidelity.
Okay. That doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, to kind of like fudge the results a little bit. it's just Wi-Fi. And also they insist that you spell it with a hyphen.
Y-hyphen-fi.
And capital W and capital F. So while I was looking into this, I found out some...
You found out some things that horrified you to your core?
Yeah, well, so you know the World Wide Web, right?
I'm familiar with it, yes.
It's essentially like, and I'm not some kind of information technology scientist, but the way that I understand it is like, the World Wide Web is the software to the internet's hardware.
Okay, I am following.
It is the series of sites rather than the series of computers and networks. But it had a lot of competing names.
Oh,
they
true.
Were like, we need something that comes across as this like international joindy-uppy thing. What about the information mesh?
Oh, I quite like that.
So it would be...
It feels very science fiction.
So instead of going to like www.95bfm.com, you'd be going to tim.95bfm.com. and that actually was out of the running because one of the founders of the World Wide Web his name was Tim.
Oh.
And he was God. I don't want to say. I don't want to seem vain.
I don't want people to...
Me? Who? Me, the inventor of the World Wide Web? I'm humble.
Humble skucks.
Yeah. So they also considered the mine of information, which would be moi.
Oh, I like that one.
Yep. They couldn't do that. Too French.
Mm. Yeah. No, understandable.
They needed something that was totally meaningless.
Cool.
It's
like a nice metaphor for much of the internet in many ways.
Apparently, the other problem with the information mesh is that it sounded too much like the information mess.
Oh, yeah. Too close.
Yeah. Precisely, too close. But, I mean, we're kind of lucky that we ended up with dub-dub-dub because there were other competing, you know, internet services, including Gopher. So it could have been, we could have all been going to, so just type in, you know, http://gopher.95vfm.
Just a little guy hanging out. That's what it makes me think of. A little gopher guy just searching for your stuff.
Gopher95bfm.com.
Hmm.
Exactly. The internet.
So if I got to say Tim is my favourite because there's something sort of crack up about it being after just one guy on the team's name.
It's quite cute. I feel like it would kill the name though.
It really would. You couldn't call your child Tim. Do you reckon there's a lot of babies out there called Wi-Fi? Because there must be a few.
I reckon there's probably a couple.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if they wouldn't let you do it in New Zealand though.
Oh, you can get away with quite a few cool names in New Zealand. What's the coolest name you know? Text us on 5395. Tim is included.
Have we talked about New Zealand name legislation before? I feel like maybe we have.
We've touched on it briefly, but we've not done the full dive, so maybe we need to return to it at some point.
Because compared to other countries, people think we're like barbaric, that we won't let people call their kids things.
Duke and Sir and stuff like that.
And a for real with the number four, that was banned.
That's a great name.
What was the one? Lula does the hula. I'm just off on a tangent now. That's all I have to say about the internet.
I've very much enjoyed diving into the internet. You've picked us Internet Curtains by Denim this morning. Thanks, Amelia. This rules. Extremely hard. Internet Curtains by Denim. I reckon the source material for The Weeknd's last album, Big Pop Meet Denim. Thank you, Amelia.
Vinaigrette originally referred to small vinegar.
Word salad with Amelia Discreet on 95 BFM.